welcome.
Thank you very much, although I nearly didn't join you because I took a wrong turn on Great Portland Street and nearly did an interview on the BBC World Service, so thank God I got that right.
I'm sure they'll get round to you at the end. So Jack LeConte, Thin White Duke, Paper Faces, Zoot Woman.
That one as well. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Now, I've got to say, how does a boy from Reading end up producing Madonna?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be consigned to listening to Pet Shop Boys records for the rest of my life in my bedroom at my parents' house. I don't know, you know, I started kind of doing the music that I sort of fell into. I was really into, you know, I was a bit of a nerd, I was a bit of a kind of maths geek at school, and my parents were classical musicians, so I put the two together, and I think that's kind of why I ended up doing dance music. And then, as you know, you start working, remixing, DJing, traveling the world, and people start to hear about you, and I think something resonated with her, and she kind of got what I was doing, and, you know, that's how we end up doing this record.
You had a bit of a warm-up because she invited you on tour the first time, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was keyboard player there's two tours that I've done now. Although one of them, I ended up actually being assistant to the bagpipe player on them. So, you know, whatever, the job description can be quite varied.
I remember seeing you at one of those shows backstage and I said, how's it? You weren't fazed by it at all. Which was worrying, and you said, actually, even more so, you were having fun because you were remixing the show as you were going around the world. Is that where it kind of started, the relationship between you?
I think it is. We got into a pace of, you know, if you think, when you do a world tour like that, you have basically a month to go through 30 songs, getting versions ready to do in arenas every night. So you're rehearsing all day, then you go to the studio, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got a remix of the song you're doing the next day. And we just established a sort of pace doing that. And then I think, you know, Madonna always kind of blurs the lines of what, you know, of what you're kind of doing. Is it a tour? Is it a remix? Is it an album? And really, when you just sort of develop a working relationship, it spills over into doing a record, which is what happened here.
And what's she like to work with? I mean, everybody's got this impression of, you know, the muscly, very disciplined, you know, boss, basically. Does she come in and go, I want one of those?
She is all those things as well, but she's also kind of, I don't know, you know, she's the coolest, humblest person. She's hilarious. She's such a good laugh. I mean, you know, if you think, you know, the record that we did, that was just made in my flat, largely, in Maida Vale. So she's not the kind of person that, you know, an artist at that level could kind of go, no, I'm only working in, you know, studios at this level. But it was so just kind of chilled out and down to earth, I think, the way we, unpretentious, the way we made the record.
So you sit down to make the record the first time.
And, well, we have a cup of tea first.
And what do? You get out the ABBA records and go, what about one of these?
That was really weird. That was really weird because that track was something that I've been messing around with that loop for my DJ sets. Like my DJ sets, I love, you know, I mean, if you've heard it, I love taking old records, looping them, you know, and just playing with stuff. Records, that is. You know, at the time, Madonna was working on a musical, and there was a dance section in this musical, and she said, you know, I want to do something like, you know, ABBA on, you know, on E. And I was like, it's funny you say that. Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. So that's where that kind of track was, and then, you know, she started writing to it, and then, you know, this song was kind of born the next day.
Now, we've got a copy of the finished thing in the studio.
You have.
You were going to play it.
Well, it's because I bought it down because I wanted you to have something to play, yeah.
Apparently there's a worldwide air date on Monday, and you should have seen it when we were going to play it. We've got security guards, we've got trucks, we've got management, we've got people with guns.
I tell you, it went off in here. It went off.
We're not allowed to play it. It's outrageous.
Yeah. It's like a hip-hop show, guns in the air.
You made it. The manager said we can play it. We're not allowed to play it somewhere. Anyway, you're going to give it to me, and I'm going to take it to Sheffield tonight.
Oh, Johnny, good, good. No, so we'll get an airing.
No one's allowed to record it, of course.
Quick, everyone to Sheffield.
So tell me, did you do the whole thing in your flat? Was it you and her playing? Because I've heard the album. I was lucky enough to go to the record company this week, and they played me the whole album, and very, very good.
Thank you.
And I made some notes. Sorry, I really like that. Future
okay.
Lovers. But there's a lot of that kind of, should we do one of those? There's Jackson 5 in Sorry, isn't
there? Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, you know, when you work doing a record like this, I mean, it's hard with dance music. If you want to be fresh, you need to be able to kind of release records, you know, 3 weeks after you kind of made them. There's a lot of this record, the inspiration was ideas that have been collected over dance floors over the last year. You know, I took stuff from DJ sets that I'd done, you know, Madonna, she just has this inherent understanding of that kind of music. She's been doing it and making, you know, kind of classic records in that style for a long time. So you have to kind of, an album like this has to be fairly sort of retrospective. You have to go across the board and sort of try and encapsulate all the great moments that you've had in nightclubs, the things that you've learned, the things that watching 1,000 people going crazy has taught you. And I think that's, you know, where the inspiration for this record came from.
Now, the other thing, I mean, it's interesting, you met her and worked with her first on tour, and obviously listening to this record, it sounds like a show. There's no stopping in it. It's not a mix album as such, but it doesn't actually stop, does it? It runs from start to finish. Was that with the next show in mind?
I think it's if you're going to make a dance record, you don't want to hear a 5-minute song, then a 3-second gap, then a 5-minute song. That's not the way it goes. I mean, you try, at some point in the record, we said, let's make this a soundscape. You're right, it's not a mix album, but it has that in mind. It's more like, you know, a mixtape. I think that's kind of what it like. And I like the fact that the record starts, there's no silence until it ends. So you kind of create a mood, something to put on at home, and kind of, you know, it's a slice of time.
Are you going to be involved in the live show as well?
Well, if she asks me to.
She hasn't asked you yet. She's waiting till her arm mends.
Yeah. She's mended, actually. There is not, if anyone was going to break a collarbone and 6 weeks later be making a video, it was going to be her. I don't know how she does it.
And when she comes around your flat, do you have to kind of tuck your dirty pants away in the coffee mugs?
No, I leave them out, actually. They hang around the studio, like I said, for inspiration.
All right, so just tell us about any other tracks that really you kind of think, I can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah, like,
now, there were some other people, I think Mirwais still did.
Yeah, Mirwais did the track Future Lovers. She also worked with Bloodshine, Yvonne, and Anders Bag from Merlin Music, who did Like It or Not, and How High. And we, the track, my sort of standout tracks are Get Together, Hung Up, Sorry, I Love New York, Forbidden Love. Hang on, should I just go through the whole record? I mean, you know, the thing is,
play it as well. We got one of those here, but we're not allowed.
Let's bung it on anyway.
I think we might get arrested. They might pull the plug on Radio 1, you never know.
I think
the
thing is that with this record, as it was made, there was no, because we did it in a very kind of relaxed way and not didn't overthink anything, there was no kind of compromise at any point. It was, the reason we did it as my studio is because I think when people make records, you're most creative when you're at home doing stuff with no kind of pressure on you. And to that extent, she kind of gave me the freedom to be like that and make a record like that.
So if you give her some music, she goes off and does some stuff. And if she comes back, obviously most of the time she comes back, it's fantastic. But if it's not fantastic, do you tell her?
But there's actually more of her poring over every single note that I've done. You know, obviously if I'd stayed up till sort of four or five in the morning, kind of remixing stuff, trying to come up with exciting new ideas, inevitably, you know, the things that you think are really good at 5 a.m, I tell you, they're not good at 11 a.m. in the morning when she comes around. So, you know, she's very involved in every aspect of the production. I think she's quite underrated as a producer in that sense.
Well, and a writer, maybe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, well, Madonna, the single is going to be on the radio on Monday, and the album follows on the 14th of November, Confessions on the Dance Floor. But let's talk about Stuart Price a bit now. What's next for you?
Sorry, who's Stuart Price?
That bloke, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
The Thin White Duke.
That was her name, by the way. Madonna gave me that name.
Okay.
I was thinner and whiter than I am now.
You look well now. Now, we asked the audience to ask you a couple of questions. Stuart Price, what's it like being the coolest thing to ever come out of Reading, from Matt and the Maiden Early Crew?
I went to school with that guy.
Really?
Yeah, he used to drive around in a white Citroen AX bunking off physics lessons. I didn't bunk off the music ones, though.
Well, there you go. He's a big fan.
Well, I suppose something's got to come out of Reading other than Ricky Gervais.
Exactly. Stuart, I want to get in production. What do you recommend? A Mac, a PC? What software? That's from Tony in Manchester.
I don't want to be boring, but it doesn't matter. It's your ideas that matter. I think you don't need any money to do anything. You know, you just...
Does it help being able to play?
You know what? It does. You'll be quicker if you play, but you won't... I mean, my favourite thing that happens is when you work with someone who's completely unmusical, because they go to the keyboard and they are terrible, but then they make the most fantastic mistake that you'd have never come up with in a million years. So, no, it doesn't matter. Ideas is kind of what will keep you going. And, you know, sticking to... If you think you've got a sound, stick to it.
Okay, a lot of people saw your... I think it was your last live show at Creamfields as La Rhythm Digital. Will it ever happen again?
That's going back a bit now, isn't it? I plan on writing a lot over this Christmas period, and you know, coming up with, you know, my next thing for that. Yeah, you know, I really miss doing that. It's just that various events meant that, you know, my sort of path through music evolved in a different kind of way. Essentially, I still see it as the same thing. It's still me and my studio making music, and I get the opportunity to use these things for different projects. So, yeah, I will do another record though.
And DJing.
My intro, yeah.
Now, you were my special guest at Pure Passion a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, you missed it. And you want to explain that?
I do. There's a lot I want to explain, actually, because I think, you know, the thing is, like, in my entire career, I've missed three shows. Okay.
One of them mine.
One of them yours. Well, I don't want to let you down. But they've all been within, like, a six-week period of this summer. And I've got to be honest, if people are upset about that, It was not a case of me sitting at home and going, I can't be bothered to do this tonight. It was, you know, there was always a travel problem or a car breaking down. Or with yours, I think I actually even tried to get a private jet to come over. So I mean, I would like to say to people that I do absolutely everything I can to get to every single show, and it's a real shame that I missed a couple of this year, but I promise I'll make it up.
Well, we had you at our Christmas party at Terminals last week, so we'll forgive you.
Okay, good. I mean, you know, the people that come to my shows are what, you know, make everything for me. Seeing the people go crazy at shows, that's what gives me ideas to do all these records. So without them, I'm kind of nothing. And, you know, it's a real shame when you have to miss a show.
You obviously find inspiration as well when you're out there playing and testing the stuff you're doing.
You do, yeah. And the stuff that you never thought was going to work is always the stuff that's best.
Okay, and remix-wise, you're still busy. I don't know how you fit it all in. Tell us about this record in the background now.
Hang on, I recognise that beat. I reckon that could be my Royksopp remix that I've just done. Yeah, this is the Royksopp mix. I think this is such a brilliant track, and I could kind of hear it going in this direction for it.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to remix until 3 o'clock on Sunday morning when I'll be getting on a plane and going to New York, and then next Saturday night, I DJ at Misshapes in New York.
Oh, you're not joking, are you?
No, I ain't joking. I wish I was.
All right, well, it's great to have you in there. We're going to get you back on the show somehow. And you still can't play that record?
I'd say bung it on anyway.
We will do.
I'll just sing it.
That's what we should have done. We should have got you to sing it.
You beatbox.
Stuart Price, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We look forward to that Madonna album.
Thank you.